Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with a high nearing 85. More showers continue into tonight, staying clear otherwise with a low around 56. Still a chance for some showers on Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 83, and more showers possible throughout Saturday night with a low of 57. Showers may continue on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 79, and more rain Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says that organized crime with retail thefts have been on the rise across the nation, and especially here in the state of Kansas, compared to prior to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2019 to present.
Pre-2019, typically you might see around $60 billion worth of merchandise being stolen by these organized retail gangs or organizations. Now it's over $500 billion worth of merchandise every year.
That audio from KSN News, where he says predominantly these thefts happen from some of the big box stores across the state.
They're looking for a concentrated amount of really expensive stuff that they can steal quickly. So it tends to be the areas that have the stores.
During the legislative session of 2023, the legislature did pass Senate Bill 174 that was recently passed, giving the authority of the Attorney General's office to be able to prosecute these crimes.
Thank you, Wichita and surrounding areas, for making Midwest Kia the number one local dealership in new car sales for the first quarter of 2023. Our New Year's resolutions at Midwest Kia were to bring you more of the same great inventory, on the ground and available, same fair pricing, never over sticker, and the same great car buying experience we call the better way to buy. One that is simple, transparent, and fast, and only at Midwest Kia. Our great staff is dedicated to exceeding your expectations throughout your car buying experience, before, during, and after the sell. And as always, we stand behind our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on all new and certified pre-owned vehicles. We came through, and so did you. We're proud to serve Wichita and the surrounding areas and look forward to an incredible rest of 2023. Come see us at Midwest Kia, 8725 West Kellogg, or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you. The warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A nurse out of the city of Emporia, Kansas, has been honored for the compassion that she showed to patients every day as those in the healthcare industry this week celebrate National Nurses Week. As WIBW reports, at Newman Regional Health Center has recognized Aquisha Livingston, the RN at the Same Day Surgery Center, as being the recipient with the DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. They say the award is part of the DAISY Foundation's effort to recognize those that are in the industry. As during the presentation, they say, quote, "This is not a story of life-saving or dramatic situations. It's just the story of a nurse doing her job in a super nice way. This morning, Aquisha made us feel comfortable and secure as we waited for my colonoscopy, and she was so upbeat and pleasant and explained everything in a reassuring way. She made sure we were comfortable, and her easy laugh calmed us down at a tense time." In other news, a driver from the state of Wyoming, along with a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper, are in the hospital after a truck ended up swiping the patrol vehicle along a Kansas interstate. WIBW reports the event happened on Interstate 70 near the I-135 junction.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Leadership from the Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund has officially announced that they are now accepting monetary donations along with relief applications to help with beef cattle producers who may have been impacted by recent fires across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that in a statement from Steve Hansen, the Nebraska Cattlemen's president, saying, quote, "The cattle community must come together during challenging times to support our fellow producers affected by the recent fires. We are thankful for the dedication and bravery of first responders, including local volunteer fire departments, who are going above and beyond to contain these fires and keep Nebraskans safe." The Disaster Relief Fund is a tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization, and donations made to the Disaster Relief Fund may be tax-deductible. In other news, during the monthly meeting, the Western Nebraska Community College has officially announced their new president, as the College Area Board of Governors announced Greg Dart to be the next president for the WNCC. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington counties qualify as adjacent counties to 44 in Nebraska, including Gage, Pawnee, and Jefferson, now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began April 25th. Small non-farm businesses, ag cooperatives, and most private nonprofit organizations any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. Eligibility is based on the financial impact of a disaster and not on actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Applicants may apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications at disasterloansassistance.sba.gov or call the Customer Service Center at 1-800-659-2955. The Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville was announced as a grant recipient for $100,000 to support capital projects that spur regional economic development of the tourism industry affected by COVID-19. $30 million has been awarded to 18 recipients developing and improving tourism sites statewide. Funding available through the State Park Revitalization and Investment in Notable Tourism Program launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year. Applications included investment in state parks, museums, convention and visitor bureaus, conference centers, performing arts centers, entertainment venues, and other tourism-focused businesses and tourism agencies. Recipients will use funds toward infrastructure enhancements, renovation and repair of facilities, general construction, public land development, recruitment costs for permanent and semi-permanent exhibits, and costs for National Museum affiliation. Sean Spoontz has been hired as USD 498 Valley Heights Superintendent and will replace Melissa Kennedy, who's retiring at the end of his school year. Spoontz was among two finalists and has education experience at Marion, Onega, Russell, and Eureka, having served as a teacher, administrator, coach, and athletic director through his 24-year career. He was recently elected Secretary-Treasurer of the Kansas State High School Activities Association Board of Directors and will assume the post of superintendent at Valley Heights July 1st. Area high school graduations are slated for this weekend. Centralia has 19 seniors with commencement Saturday at 10:30. Axtell will graduate 9 Saturday at 11 a.m. Frankfort has 17 graduates Saturday at noon. Valley Heights commencement is Saturday at 2 with 22 graduates. Diller Odell will graduate 12 this Saturday at 2. And Southern and Wymore has 23 seniors walking at 5. On Sunday, Lynn with 15 and Hanover with 18 seniors both host commencements at 1 o'clock, with Washington County graduating 34 on Sunday at 2. And finally, Marysville commencement is Sunday at 2:30 in the Activity Center with 62 graduates at MHS. The 47th Annual Mother's Day Market will be Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 in the Marysville City Park. With antiques, homemade and homegrown, plus novelty items, there are over 90 vendors already signed up. The Kid Band on Saturday will not perform. Sunday, a chicken barbecue will be dine-in or carry-out, serving 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. A full list of details for the weekend's activities is on Facebook at Mother's Day Market. Our public affairs guest this weekend, Emily Gartner with Marysville High School, who talks about the JAG-K program, a school-to-work consortium designed to get students involved in local work opportunities. Tune for our public affairs program Saturday mornings at 7:10 on KNDY. Catch the news on your time with the Local News Podcast. Find the morning and midday news block editions Monday through Friday on our website at KNDYRadio.com and on our Facebook page. Dora M. Cross, age 81 of Centralia, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 7, at the Popkis Memorial Chapel in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Dora Cross. Nancy Beichman, age 82, of Lynn, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 7. Family will see friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Beichman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and fruited jello. Monday, baked fish, a biscuit, mashed sweet potato, mixed veggies, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny early on today, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers may continue into tonight, otherwise staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Southwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Another chance for some showers as we head into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And more showers may continue throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue throughout the day on Sunday, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. And showers Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Still a chance for some rain showers as we head into Monday, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. And some rain Monday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 53, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:30. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17. It's 64 degrees this hour. We had some light rain showers yesterday in the range 15 to 20 hundredths locally. That's a check of our morning news and weather for this Friday, the 12th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Come in daily from 11 until 2 and 5 until 7 to grab yourself a salad to dine in or take with you. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Dine in, take out, or catering available. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Nuggets reached the Western Finals and the Celtics forced Game 7. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Suns hosting the Nuggets in Game 6 of the Western Semis, but the top seed in the conference proved too much to handle. Led by who else? The Joker.
It's 25 points in Game 5. Jokic scores over Biombo.
The call on ESPN, Nikola Jokic finishing with yet another playoff triple-double. 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Nuggets blow out the Suns 125-100 to take the series in 6 and advance to the Western Conference Finals. In Philadelphia, the Celtics knotted their series with the 76ers at 3 apiece. After struggling in the first three quarters, Jason Tatum came up clutch down the stretch.
Tatum fires for 3-wing right. Got it!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Tatum had 16 points in the fourth quarter, 19 for the game. Marcus Smart had 22 in the Celts' 95-86 victory, the decisive Game 7 Sunday in Boston. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Hurricanes punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, defeating the Devils 3-2 on Jesper Fast's overtime score.
Now Kotkaniemi, top of the right circle. His shot, his score! Jesper Fast ends it!
The call on 99.9, The Fan. Carolina, the first team to make it to the conference finals this year, taking the series in five games. They'll wait for the winner of the Panthers-Maple Leafs series, who face off in Game 5 tonight. The Stars held off a Kraken comeback attempt to win their pivotal Game 5 matchup. Two goals from Rupe Hintz lifting the Stars ahead.
Had a goal and a helper the other night. Walks it in, feeds it to Hintz. He scores!
The call courtesy of KTCK. Hintz's first goal of the night. The Stars beat the Kraken 5-2, taking a 3-2 series lead. Baseball, the best in the league, Rays, started their seven-game road trip in New York against the Yankees. The Rays win 8-2 in the Bronx. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Now showing at the Astro 3 Theater, the Super Mario Brothers movie, rated PG. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9:30, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Book Club, The Next Chapter, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock. Finally, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, rated PG-13. Showing Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9, Sunday at 2 and 7, and Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Several new 2023 Silverado pickups have arrived at the Nordis Motor Company, including a Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, 1500 LTZ 3.0 Duramax Diesel. They have a Chevy Silverado 1500 Custom and a Silverado 1500 Work Truck awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, May the 12th. If it's Friday, it's time for the Steckline Report.
Well, friends, E15 is back again for the summer of 2023. Thank goodness for that. EPA on Friday of a week ago, it issued an emergency fuel waiver allowing E15 fuel sales in the summer of 2023. Normally, it's barred from sales in the summertime, but second year in a row, they've flipped that around and let it go. Last summer, listen to this, E15, ethanol now we're talking about, for those of you who don't know E15, it saved drivers 16 cents per gallon on average. Now, if you took the number of gallons used last summer times 16, it'd probably scare you to death. I don't have that figure, but you can imagine. And that's just the low part. In some cases, they tell us it saved almost $1 a gallon. It delivered those savings while reducing carbon emissions and smog-forming pollution. It's a good deal, friends, and it helped the corn market, helped the grain market in total. Ethanol, very good for us, no doubt about that, and that's good news. Something else kind of interesting. A 2023 economic impact study, which updated a study from 2017, found that livestock auction markets continue to be so important for the growth and vitality of rural communities. The study of an average fixed facility livestock auction market revealed that the market provided approximately $2 million in total value added dollars to its rural community. Hey, thanks for joining me here on the Steckline Report. See you next time around.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 350 top calf pairs in conjunction with their Friday, May the 12th feeder cattle auction. These pairs will start selling after the feeder cattle at approximately 2 p.m. Pair selling will be 120 choice, first and second calf Red Angus and Black Angus heifers. They'll have March and April AI sire calves by side. There'll be 65 reputation Black and Red Angus cows. They'll be 2 to 6 years old. They'll have Pelton sired Red Angus mid-February through March calves by side. There'll be 120 choice Black-White faced cows. They're 7 years to short and solid. They'll have Angus and Charley sired March calves. These pairs will be sorted in lots to suit the buyer's needs. If you are in need of cow-calf pairs right here at Grass Time, be sure and attend this special cow sale this Friday, May the 12th at Manhattan Commission Company. For more information, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Nutrient deficiencies and drought stress aren't the only causes of yellow wheat. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre addresses the potential viral diseases that could lead to yellow wheat in Kansas.
You know, this year we're probably seeing sometimes several causes, right? Sometimes we have nutrient deficiency compounded by the drought, but sometimes we're seeing diseases as well. What we're looking for when we're trying to differentiate if it's a disease or not is more organic patterns in the field, right? So some of our viral diseases, for example, they'll start as small foci or hot spots in the field, and then they'll spread into larger spots that can be seen from the road. Or if it's a virus like wheat streak mosaic virus, it could move in from the road. So you see kind of a gradient, which wouldn't be as typical with things like nutrient deficiencies.
Onofre highlights the main diseases in Kansas.
In terms of what diseases we're seeing right now, we do have kind of five big viral diseases out in the state. Two of them, that's our soil-borne mosaic virus and spindle streak mosaic virus, they're starting to fade now as temperatures are rising. So those are really problems in eastern parts of the state. Our barley yellow dwarf virus, so that's vectored by aphid. You'll see that one in hot spots in the field. You might actually have kind of a flame or purple tip on your wheat leaf. It'll start in these foci in the field, so you might see these patches. And that's one that can affect yield potential, and we can test for that. So it's important to monitor for that one. And then the other big one is our wheat streak mosaic complex. So that one is no stranger to especially our producers out west, but we have been getting a number of samples this year from the eastern or central corridor of the state. So it definitely can be a problem in this eastern part of the state. So usually we have some volunteer wheat or weedy grasses in ditches that kind of serve as the reservoir for that mite and move in either in the fall or this time of year.
Onofre goes on to discuss the potential fate of infected crops and some prevention factors to take into consideration.
If it was spindle streak or soil-borne mosaic, you can still have some yield potential there, so it'll just depend on how bad the infection was. And wheat streak also, it really does depend on timing of the infection. So in some cases, if you had a very bad fall infection, we can see, unfortunately, complete yield loss, but some cases not. If you did have a spring infection, you might have a higher chance of actually having some yield there. So for future years, though, it's good to really think about variety selection. If you do have some fields where you've had some history, you might actually have some volunteer and you know those mites are around, it's important to look at varieties and be mindful of variety resistance for those viruses. And testing is always good, you know, in the case of the worst case scenario where you need to have a crop insurance adjustment.
That was Kelsey Anderson Onofre, K-State wheat pathologist, sharing information on the viral diseases that could lead to yellow wheat in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Mom's big day is this weekend. Are you ready? We've got the scoop on what moms really appreciate on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 12th, the 132nd day of the year. Nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale, baseball icon Yogi Berra, and composer Burt Bacharach were all born on this day. If you're stumped for ideas to make Mom's Day special, here is some help. Flowers, candy, and jewelry are the most popular gifts each year. But many moms say the best gifts come from the heart. A simple poem or a note listing the ways she has positively influenced your life will be treasured forever. Overworked moms appreciate the gift of time. You might take on extra chores around the house or schedule a babysitter so mom can have a night for herself. Are there things mom enjoys but never buys for herself? This may be the weekend to just spoil her a little. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
/729 from KNDY, 64 degrees this hour. Highs in the middle 80s today could prompt some thunderstorm developments. Some could turn severe yet later today or tonight.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago. But those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need Coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener discs or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbilenMachine.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with many issues being addressed in Washington, D.C. constantly, some in the agricultural community feels like they're not being properly addressed with some of their issues. However, Dan Newhouse says one of the biggest issues facing today's farmers that's getting more and more attention continues with farm labor. The chair of the Western Caucus says there's a growing level of awareness and urgency among many members of Congress.
We passed the bill in the House this spring, and there's a group of senators that have taken up the mantle of the Farm Worker Modernization Act and have been working very well together, bipartisan group of senators, and we've continued to work with them to do all we can to move the legislation through the Senate.
He said the process may feel slow and frustrating at times, but says that more and more conversations about addressing the worker shortage are taking place in Washington, D.C., and says they're also working on the economy challenges in the agriculture industry. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville High School boys tennis team finishing runner-up to Kansas City Christian in the Bishop Seabury Regional will send a singles and doubles team to the state tournament at Wichita this Friday and Saturday. Titus Wassum, a junior, takes a 17-5 season mark into the singles competition, while senior Simeon Wassum and junior Blake Spicer take a doubles record of 18-3 to the 1-2-3A state tournament at Wichita Friday and Saturday. Marysville High School senior Maddie Kapp was awarded the KNDY Sports Booster Club Scholarship at the Senior Awards Night Thursday. Kapp was selected from among a field that included nominees and applicants Ian Dedamore, Bill Allott, Bryn O'Neill, Colton Shotty, Peyton Smith, Rhett Williams, Rook Williams, Simeon Wassum, and Lily Wheeler. KNDY Sports Booster Club members annually select the Sports Booster Club Scholarship winner named Thursday night Maddie Kapp. Twin Valley Lake track meet was held Thursday at Washington County. The Clifton Clyde girls win the team totals with 108 points. Washington County runner-up with 76. Hanover finishes third with 70 and Frankfurt 68 points. Axtell wins the boys' division with 164 points. Frankfurt is runner-up with 65, and Valley Heights third at 55.
KNDY.
Well, I'll be the first to admit, sometimes I seem to forget to tell you how I feel, to show you my love is real. But darling, let me tell you now, if you ever have any doubts, just look in these eyes and you'll see the truth. With a show.